702.
The Newsmaker of the Day with John Perlman.
Right, let's get into this issue around the magistrates. They are not paid as well as they believe they should be. They are not happy either with the working conditions, the places where they work, the backup services and support. What are the issues and more crucially, what are the implications? Should some kind of go slow or work stoppage take place? Mbekezeli Benjamin is Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter, and he and his colleagues, together with some researchers down in Cape Town, I think at the University of Cape Town, did an extensive study of the judiciary, and magistrates were very much in the spotlight as part of that study done, I think, in 2022. Mr. Benjamin, welcome, and thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, John. Good afternoon, and good afternoon to the listeners.
What's at the center of the magistrates' grievance? Is it their working conditions and their pay? Obviously, that's crucial, but do they also bring to this particular matter a sense of grievance that they're being ignored?
It is a combination of all three, John. The first one probably relates to the working conditions, but of course the sharp point of that contention is the issue of salaries. They are complaining that for several years now, they've been raising with the Independent Remuneration Commission issues about their working conditions and their salaries, and they have not been attended to. The Independent Commission hasn't done what is called a major review of the magistrates' salaries and their working conditions to check whether they actually keep up. Because what magistrates are arguing is that over the years, their responsibilities have grown, but their remuneration has not. So the concern is that there's a mismatch there, and this Independent Remuneration Commission is not addressing it. And just to explain one more thing, the Independent Remuneration Commission is an independent body that sits in the presidency, and its job is to advise the president on the increases or the salaries and working conditions of public office bearers. And these include members of parliament, members of the national executive, and members of the judiciary, including judges and magistrates.
In terms of their increased responsibilities, what is that all about?
The responsibilities that they complain about is that in the past, the regional court, for example, which is the magistrates, it used to deal with fairly straightforward cases. But over time, it has now dealt with much more complex cases. Those cases moved from the high courts to be dealt with at the regional courts. So the complexity of the work has increased. The volume of the work has also increased, because right now the Department of Justice is going through a process of rationalization to figure out how many more magistrates we need, because it sort of is an acceptance that we don't have enough, and so we need to get more. So the magistrates are saying, we don't have enough magistrates in the system. Our workload has increased. The complexity of the work that we do has also increased. But the remuneration for all of that is not matching with these increases. And so they say that they are feeling the pinch.
Let's talk a little bit about then what the government seems to be conveying, that this is an essential service. However aggrieved you are, you actually can't stop working. What's your take on that? And is that likely to deter the magistrates who clearly have a large amount of grievance on their plates?
Well, the Department of Justice is right to say that magistrates cannot just go on strike. Not only is it unbecoming of judicial officers, but it's not provided for in the law. Magistrates are not ordinary employees that can simply down tools and take to the streets. They don't have those protections in terms of the law, and in some cases they are essential service workers, so they can't just drop their courtrooms and go to the streets. But at the same time, though, the grievance that the magistrates raise do need to be attended to. That even though the Department of Justice does say that they can't take to the streets, but it can't wash its hands off of the grievances that the magistrates raise, because the Department of Justice is responsible for administering the lower courts. So that is also a concern that they should be championing, if not on behalf of the magistrates, but in order to facilitate the conversation between the magistrates and the presidency.
Mr. Benjamin, I mean, there's been greater awareness, I think, with the televising of trials and the greater media access to the ongoing process of the courts in general while trials are on, certainly in terms of broadcast media. And it may have left us with the impression that the really crucial work, because that's often where the most publicized cases are, goes on in the higher courts. Have we failed to understand, and I think it's probably almost certainly true of me, the real crucial role that magistrates' courts play? Because I don't know what you would call them. Are they the engine room? Are they the fuel in the tank? I'll leave it to you to pick a metaphor based on your much deeper understanding. But I would assume that in general, there's an underappreciation of exactly what they do in the criminal justice system as a whole, which is not just made up of its biggest and most publicized trials.
Yes, John, unfortunately, all of us are guilty of taking for granted what the value that magistrates have in our justice system. The vast majority, and I can venture a guess to say it's about 90% of all cases that come before our courts, will start at the magistrate's court and sometimes end at the magistrate's court. And the magistrate's courts are available across the country, from the smallest dorpies to the big towns, even in township areas, unlike the high courts, which are only in the major cities. So for people's experiences of justice, that is, they will go to the magistrate's court on issues like child maintenance, on issues of protection from domestic violence, and even victims of crime. The vast majority of trials only happen in the magistrate's court. So we like to call it the coal face of justice. That's where the magistrate's courts are.
Thank you very much, Mbegazeli Benjamin, Research and Advocacy Officer at Judges Matter. If you've been a magistrate, I would assume easier for you to talk if you are retired. But if you've done that job and maybe you want to give us a quick call and just take us into the world that we're discussing, you know where to get us, 011-883-0702, 17 past 5.